etching in my sweat.
Rock on, brothers, rock on.
This podcast contains certain themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for everybody listening. So, if you're easily offended or you're under the age of 21, we may suggest you get your podcast elsewhere. I already pressed record, but go grab the beer, asshole. Oh, I'm sorry for trying to get your beer cold, cocksucker. Jesus Christ.
You douchebags never stop, dude.
He started it, man. Motherfucker. Asshole. You always gotta be a prick. Always.
At least he's got something he's good for.
That and sucking dick. He doesn't like the homo joke, though.
Ew.
He's got something to hide. Alright, welcome ladies and gentlemen. You dirty fuckers who continue to come back each week. Fuck knows why, you're still here.
That's right.
But you're here. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time. I am the legend himself. The legend in his spare time.
In his own mind.
Howling like a fucking moose. That's why I wear Bullwinkle boxers. Matt motherfucking Lees.
Matt motherfucking Lees.
And this guy, my right-hand man, meaning he uses his right hand for the reach around.
That's right.
The Reverend Damn Davies, the Geordie LaForge to my data.
That's right. I always stop short.
Amen. Yeah, you're an asshole that way.
That's
so,
right.
So, before we introduce our guest, I have to tell a little bit of a tale here. We had another guest lined up tonight.
Yes, we did.
As of the
8-foot fucking Indian.
Yeah.
The FBI fucking right. Big Indian, right?
Yeah. So last week we finished the episode by saying we're going to go to the boathouse and pick a random guest host. We saw him there. He's one of the very few people that have threatened to actually kill me.
We saw him there in his Birkenstocks and his fucking shawl.
Yeah. Drunk off of his ass.
Yeah.
Talking about how he'd come down here and he'd enjoy the episode with us.
An 8-foot fucking Indian wearing a shawl and Birkenstocks.
Who threatened to kill me once.
And Andy sings Bon Jovi songs. And stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
That would have been one hell of an episode. Boy, did we have an action-packed night planned for you. But, alas, he called in sick. Here, you play me, okay? You play me. The phone rings.
Right.
No, it's you, you're answering the phone.
Come on. He called you.
Yeah,
okay.
You're me. You're me.
All right.
Bing, bing.
Yeah, you got Matt motherfucking Lees.
Hey, Matt. What's up? It's Dan.
Who? You got to speak up.
It's Dan.
You got to speak up.
It's Dan.
Get the cum out of your mouth. You got to speak up.
It's Dan calling.
Dan who?
You know, Dan from the podcast tonight.
Oh, Dan Nash.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. How's it going, Dan? I can't wait to do the podcast tonight. Woohoo! Yeah. I'm Matt motherfucking Lees. Look at me. Oh, you can't. We're on the phone.
I'm not going to be able to make it, man. Something,
what are you talking about?
Something's come up.
Come on. Is it because you have to bring the beer?
No, man. I'm not going to be able to make it, man.
Why? Why? What's wrong? What do you mean? What do you mean you
can't make it? Now we're getting personal. I'm not getting personal on it again. Needless to say, he called in sick.
Pussy.
So we picked up. That's dangerous, son. That word especially. We're going to tell that story, but we'll bring in the guest first.
B to the U, double S, why?
We were going to tell the story.
Why not? You're a pussy for not coming.
We were going to tell the story with him in the room and give him a chance, but he didn't show up. So we picked up the Matt phone and called our next guest host, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
You know him as the dude who wrote the longest fucking email in existence.
Very, very articulate, longest fucking email
right.
in existence, absolutely.
It's Timothy Vandenhovel. Hovel.
Vandenhovel.
Vandenhovel,
That's not Dutch at all.
You know, the Reverend actually came close to getting it right. Vandenhovel. Well done,
Reverend. Just one thing. It's not a dick. Get it away from your mouth a little
Shut
bit.
Well, I'll raise your glasses. Let's cheers.
Tim, cheers, boys.
Tim, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
You would have heard the clink, but we're drinking out of tall boy cans.
Yeah, and Tim's drinking raspberry Smirnoff.
It is surprisingly delicious.
Generally, Vandenhovel, sir.
Yes. You can just call me Van Boss if you want.
Van Boss, listen.
Van Boss.
Generally, the rookie brings the beer.
I know.
But we let you off on this one because, A, we gave you 20 minutes notice, and B, the beer store is closed.
Exactly.
I mean, if we were real pricks, we'd call B&D and not tell you and just make you pay when you got here.
Why aren't the beer stores open till 10, no?
Oh.
No. The beer stores up by my neck of the woods are all closed at 9 on weekdays. It sucked.
Fucking K-Town.
But that being said, I'm not opposed to pitching in if you do the B&D.
Yeah. Well, you misunderstood when we said that the rookie buys the beer.
Okay.
So there'll be no pitching.
Oh, I see. You guys are such fags.
No, we're just very broke, man. I mean,
yeah.
I hear that.
Amen. So we'll just drink what we have here.
Starving.
You drink your little fairy raspberry drink.
And I'm going to thank you for giving me one of your fairy raspberry drinks.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend's actually. So you guys will have something in common.
I haven't met the girlfriend. For all I know, you're single.
That's fair. It's my Smirnoff. It's my Sex in the City DVD. I mean, fuck you.
You are such a liberated individual.
I really am. Liberated indeed.
It's his John Lennon poster up on the wall.
Yeah, but you know, don't do it. Don't do it, you fucker. Oh.
I love John Lennon.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
He loves everybody. Imagine a world with peace and love.
Hey, man. You know this is why I killed Dave, right?
Yes, I do.
So just, I don't want to have to kill you, okay? Because who am I going to do a show with if I kill you? This guy?
Yeah, you got the Vandenwooden.
Vandersar over here. Hey, where does a black Eskimo live?
I don't know.
A Niglu.
Oh, that's just...
It's okay.
That's wrong.
It's okay because my buddy told it in front of his black friend today, so I know it's good.
Oh, really?
You got the stamp of approval on that?
I'm assuming so. Oh, shit. So anyway...
The guy didn't hate you and stab you in
the eye
for it?
That's true. Yeah,
so
exactly. So, Tim, introduce yourself to the people at home that pretend to give a fuck.
Everybody who's been following along or joining in now, my name is Tim. I play bass in a band called The Way Out There. I also happen to enjoy Matt Lees's band.
Yeah, we're all right.
He's okay.
Is that right?
Here, Agate.
Anything else you want to know?
You are the famed dude who also fucked Bullet Belt.
Yeah, that's true. That was me.
And the way that I want to break this down is whenever you see like STD videos, they always talk about how like, just remember, you're not just fucking her. You're fucking everybody she ever fucked. So
the Bullet Belt, back.
She's back, baby. So of all the people in this room, you are the one who has come the closest to fucking AK, because technically by some degree of separation, you've had sex.
Separation. It's so, me, Bullet Belt, AK.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I mean,
who tasted like, who? That's what I want
to
know.
That's right. I mean, who went first? We don't know the timeline as to who went first, but you described in full that you went down to the face of Saruman. And went to town. Nice fucking Lord of the Rings reference, by the way.
Thank you very
Excellent.
Much.
Excellent. But, so technically, I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
Technically, you have had your tongue in a spot where AK has had his dick. I'm just saying. I just wanted to point that out. And if it's the reverse, he's had his tongue where you've had your dick, but his tongue's been in worse places.
Yeah.
Than that.
You seem relative.
Tell me, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
You seem relatively clean compared to AK.
That's true.
So.
But again,
thank you,
yeah,
again,
no, I'm not getting itchy yet.
Yeah.
So
they haven't gotten to you yet. They haven't gotten across the
room. No, or the crabs haven't either.
That's it. Nothing's jumping yet.
Oh, I just turned off my mic for a second.
Yeah, don't do that.
That was smooth.
Woo! Yeah. All right. So anyway, we know Tim locally. And then I called Tim at random on Friday and told him to come get drunk with me.
That was a good time.
Which we did. I was very drunk.
You sure were.
There was a point of the night. It was that point, Reverend, the one that you always ignore, where I'm like, all right, that's enough. I was looking at the table, just kind of like spinning. Amber Long had just shown up, my fellow ninja, one of my favorite people.
Okay.
And I was excited to hang out with her and her friend, and I was like, let's have some more drinks. No. My body was like,
hey, asshole, it's time to go home. I need to puke or shit or both. Let's go.
And what'd you do?
I went home.
Oh. He even left 3/4 of a beer on the table.
Oh.
No, I didn't. Did I really?
You totally did.
I don't even remember, dude, because I was fucked up.
So I gave it to that blonde across the table and said, peace out, and I had to go too.
Yeah, I totally ditched the guy, too. I was just like, I'm out, and I just left.
Oh, man.
Dude, I was drunk, though. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything racist or culturist.
Nothing offside.
No, man, and those comedians were pretty funny.
They were. It was a good time down at the Rembrandt.
I've been going down there for a while now, and those, I think, were the funniest comedians I've seen for quite a while.
Yeah.
Especially the last guy with his white cheddar shit.
Oh, that was hilarious. That was
really, and it was funny because he also reminded me of a roommate that I had a few years ago.
Yeah.
Very similar in the look, and my roommate also used to do the whole white rapper shit and be all like, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker? It was really close to that when we used to sit around and get high together.
Was your roommate serious? Like, was he?
No. He would just do it to make people laugh.
Okay.
Like, he would just get really high and he'd be all like, yeah, motherfucker.
Well,
because
we all see those kids, right? That are walking around with. I hate to say it, but they look like clowns half the time.
You mean,
man.
Alex Tintinelli?
Oh!
Pocket City 2010. I'm just kidding, TNT. He knows I love him.
Yeah.
I take credit for his hip-hop jump because he was Mr. Blues. Then he started hanging out with Matt Lees and listening to some hip-hop, and now look at him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my fault, motherfucker.
Nothing wrong with it. No, his music's pretty tight.
It's very nice.
It's bubblegum.
Right.
You know it's bubblegum, and that's, I'm not knocking him, but the dude's only 17.
He knows it's bubblegum.
Yeah, it's
his chorus is, hey,
hey,
oh,
hey.
He knows it's bubblegum. Oh, man. So we haven't had any listener mail really recently.
Where's Joe Gross, when we need him?
I was just going to say, we're not allowed to use his last name anymore.
Oh.
Because Joe sent us a letter saying he got recently promoted at his job, too.
Oh, okay.
And he said,
Where exactly does he work?
I can't tell you, but he works for the Postal Service in the United States. But he recently got a promotion, and he's kind of a little higher up on the ladder now, so he doesn't want to be associated with us, which is fucking fair. So, Joe?
I wouldn't want to be associated with us either.
AK got promoted, and where did he go?
Yeah, I know.
He fucked off on us. I hope your office is worth it, AK. I hope your office smells like shit. Because you ditched us.
Yeah, that's a...
You left us with a...
That's
Dutchman.
A sore spot, man. It's an open wound.
Hey, what's the Flying Dutchman? Is that just like a pub? Why did that just come in my head?
The Flying Dutchman was actually a ship. It was a boat.
Mm. And around here, it was drum corps.
Fair enough.
There's a drum corps group called the Flying Dutchman.
So that would have been men, whereas the boat would have been man?
I believe so, yes. It would be M-A-N on the boat.
Yes. Look at that. I know my grammar and shit.
You got it down.
Woo!
We'll get you onto math next.
Yeah. So, hey, you mentioned in your email that you do retail and customer service.
I did for many, many years.
What did you do? What places did you work?
The majority of my work experience was at a camera store.
Okay.
You may know it. I'm not going to drop the name online here.
Fair enough.
It was a unpleasant parting from this 6-year career of mine.
Now,
but suffice to say, they've been around in Canada for about 80 years.
Okay. We can leave it at that. Now, did you ever see nudie pictures and shit?
All the damn time.
Really? Do people seriously drop those off? Like,
it's not as much these days with digital cameras. People tend to keep that shit at home.
But...
The joy of disposable cameras around prom season, wedding season, party season, Halloween, New Year's, anything that gives people reason to go out and get shit-faced drunk, fuck around, and do stupid stuff destructively. There's always a cheap $3 disposable camera that somebody bought at Shoppers Drug Mart.
And then they bring it to you.
They bring it to me, and then it's my job to print it. And not only print it, but print it damn well. Make sure the colors on that open sphincter look perfect.
So, what was the... I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I generally assume, because now we're in the, you know, now we're in the porno age, where an 18-year-old girl these days is a lot more freaky than an 18-year-old girl during our high school days, let's say, right? So I can imagine you've seen some freaky shit on fucking pictures, and I bet you if we asked the guy who owns the place, and when he was your age, he probably saw much more mellow versions of it, but we're in the porno world, man.
Once it went digital, Now it's just on the net.
Yeah. But what I mean is that porn is so accessible.
Yeah.
They think that's the norm, so I guarantee...
That's a good thing. Porn should be accessible, and from a young age. The 16-year-old guy, hell, the 14-year-old kid whacking off at home should have some visual stimulus.
At least to help it out a little.
Yeah, like stimulate the...
Not looking at a Playboy like we did.
What? Dude, and a stolen Playboy.
Or a Sears magazine if you didn't have that.
You know, I'm with you on that one.
The first Playboy that I ever had a midget in it. Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
For me.
She was a hot midget, man.
Dude, I have the Playboy with Jerry from Survivor.
What?
Nice.
I never opened it. Dave K gave it to me, and it's autographed.
Whoa.
By Jerry, whatever, Manthe from Survivor.
Was she hot?
She was all right.
Okay. But only, she was good.
Only Dave K. I was at his house one time years ago, and he was like, "Hey, you said you liked that Survivor show, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's all right." And he brings out this autographed Playboy, still in wrap, and he's like, "Here you go, buddy. I've been holding on to this for you." And I was like, me? And he's like, I always knew somebody someday would want this.
Of you.
I've never opened
That's
it.
That's funny.
No.
But,
you know.
The Playboy?
Peek?
No.
The Playboy that I started out with was, I think, from either 79 or 81.
Well, that was like Harry Bush days.
Harry Bush days.
I love Bush.
Echo something was the name of the girl. She was smoking, too. She'd be smoking at any age.
I love Bush, not the former president.
it was the hot midget that still comes back to my memory.
You could probably twirl her around.
Oh, you could do all sorts of things, yeah.
Mid-coitus, as this guy would say.
Mid-coitus, yeah.
Just walk around the house, just going. You can hold her with one hand.
As long as she didn't have a beef jerky pussy, I'd be happy.
Dude. And you know,
be chewing on that shit for hours.
I got to that point in the email where I had to start describing it, and I was holding myself back to save you guys the mental... Because what has been seen cannot be unseen. We all know this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And even if you're only reading it, you're picturing it, and now that's stuck with you guys, and I'm sorry.
Well, that's rotten.
Yeah, it was.
That is like, but we've seen Bullet Belt, and Bullet Belt is rotten. You must have been pretty hammered, dude.
I was good. I was floating.
Yep. Like, no, bullshit. I'm going to call you on this because you made a preemptive agreement with this chick. You emailed with her first and said, let's meet up.
We did the Plenty of Fish thing.
So you saw the photos and you said to yourself, she can't look that bad in person.
It's true.
So you saw the pictures.
Saw the pictures.
You talked to her a little bit.
A little bit.
You saw her from across the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Spent the whole night with her.
Yep.
And then still fucked her.
And then finished the deal. Yeah. Well, hold on. You know, actually, you know, in AK and Tim's defense... The first time I ever seen Bullet Belt was the Sally Chancer were hosting Open Stage at One Eyed Jack's, and I saw her making out with some other girl on the, you know, dancing in front of us. And
was the other girl hot though?
I don't know. But I'm just saying. I think that there's an element of excitement that a cracked out girl like Bullet Belt kind of provides. You know, most people don't date her like AK did.
It's true. You can fuck batshit crazy. You can turn that chick outside in and just ruin her life for a couple days. But you don't want to bring her home to mom.
No. You don't want to take her to grandma's for brunch on Sunday.
You know what?
That's where I picked her up from.
Yeah, grandma.
I should not.
Dude, she wasn't homeless that night.
I want my boy Zach, whose wedding I'm going to shortly... exact words were, "Oh, by the way, that Bullet Belt shit was fucking hilarious." He said he was at the gym and he was giggling to himself listening to us talk about her.
She is real.
Yeah. Oh,
she exists.
Maybe she'll be there tonight. Here's what we're going to do. If she's at the boathouse tonight, we have to make a point to get a picture of me and you around her. I'll give you my phone with my camera.
Yeah.
You and I'll get behind her and do like a...
And
get him to take the picture and then
absolutely.
We'll post it.
Sure.
With her permission.
Okay. What's she gonna do?
We
she
just
doesn't
decided.
Have the internet.
Yeah, we
Bullet
just decided how many people we think are actually listening. So who
cares?
Gives a fuck if she sees it? When she's at grandma's at brunch, I'll take it down.
Exactly.
Unbelievable, man.
And if she gets out of hand, I will Dexter her and just chop her.
We
up.
Won't. We'll never take it down.
She'll
be in a dumpster long before long before she's at grandma's finding it on the net, dude.
And we also won't apologize for what we just did.
That's right.
Because the Reverend made some rules in the house, and one of them is no more apologies.
You know what? I don't remember Jesus apologizing for shit.
That's fair.
So why should I?
What is it? No homo jokes and no apologies.
Well, You know, everyone, hey, I lead by example. If you want to make homo jokes, fill your boots.
That's just don't talk about my dick.
I could care less. But yeah, it's you know, it's not even that I hate them as much as I think that they have to be well thought out. I think it's just the lowest common denominator half the time. Fair you enough. Know, shit jokes, fart jokes, homo jokes. They're too easy, right? So if you've thought
you
got to
be clever. Like my shower joke about your wife.
Yes.
Well placed, well timed. He was just telling a story about farting in the shower.
Yeah.
And how you can kind of Jamaican hotbox it and everything gets real stinky.
I steamed one up for my lady.
I do recall that. Yeah.
He just happened to say, I like shower with my wife. I was like, so do me and Andy.
That's right.
Oh, zing. And then there was the other one where I thought you were going to punch me in the mouth for the other one. So we'll leave that one alone.
No. It was too clever. It was too clever to get mad at.
That's fair. But that's what I thought about the thing with Dinesh. Yeah. I thought that was far too clever to start
that
a war.
Well, no. Okay, listen. Well, no. Should we talk about that? Like, or no?
I don't know. I think we should probably. Or wait is it? Until or do
you think?
Here.
Or do you think it's a sore spot? Yeah, maybe we should. Because
I'm
it up
over
with
it, but we don't know that he's over it, so we don't want to go there.
We don't know how sensitive the FBI is. Because
he will kill me. He will kill me. Like, he threatened to kill me.
Well, he'll throw you in Victoria Pond, and you'll get covered in like goose shit or
who's
something.
Who's gonna save me? You.
Oh yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Let's
just—he's a ninja. He'll save you.
Yeah, that's true.
I probably could.
Are you like fucking what's his name, Ralph Macchio and shit?
Okay, what belt are you? First of all,
I am second degree black belt.
Second degree black belt
in Kanzen Kempo. Yes.
Nice.
So, AKA, you could whoop his ass.
So you've paid your money.
It's not the money. That being said, there is a lot of money to make in the martial arts, and we all know this. But
that's a sensitive subject with karate guys.
Yes. It really is. You can go fist fuck yourself in the ass there, Reverend.
What's that?
I said you can go fist fuck yourself in the ass there, Reverend.
Okay, listen.
But I love you. Cheers.
Listen, I'm going to call myself Vince McMahon for a while.
Oh, shit.
And I've got a kernel of an idea here. You know what I'm saying?
I got a problem that I think I might know what you're saying.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
It's going to be like WrestleMania, motherfuckers. Please. It's going to be Karate Kid against Captain Machismo over here.
As long as I get to wear headgear.
We stage a little bit of a scrap. Like, again, you guys aren't going to try to kill each other or scalp each other like the fucking natives will when you go down there to MMA, you stupid bastard.
Not worried
about that at all. What the hell is wrong with you?
Are you right? Like, one, like, it hurts my head. This guy wants to go to the middle of a reserve and fight them. What if they're going to kill you, man? Yeah.
Can't you just invite them out to the parking lot of a Burger King or something?
That's right. At least you're
on
our
neutral turf.
Yeah, nah, man. No, like
MMA is the fastest growing sport in North
America.
Yeah,
but you're not. It's not UFC, motherfucker. You're going down there with the natives. They're going to fucking cut you up if you fucking whoop
it's
one of them.
The same
no.
shit.
No. let's just say hypothetically, okay? You go in there and you fucking whoop Running Water's ass. Right? You think you're getting out of there?
Oh, yeah.
No!
No worries.
They're going to cut you up and put you in the trunk, motherfucker. But that being said, what did I say to you today in the car? We went out today.
I'm not seriously afraid of this.
And I was like, listen, if you got nobody else to go with, I'll go with you because you're my boy.
Well, I got to do my research anyways beforehand. So I got to find out, you know, research. All the avenues and the right stuff. Like, you know, how legitimate
fights,
it is.
See how you do.
Do the fighters get paid after?
That's the other thing. You're not at
it's
fucking...
It's just money.
You're not dealing with a company, man. You're dealing with a bunch of natives. You'd be like, yo, man, where's my money? They'd be like, dude, fuck you.
They could have a company. You don't know.
What
that.
Are you going
to
do?
Is a
they
company.
Could go down to the business bureau and register a name.
Yeah,
it's
horseshit.
$60.
They didn't register their name for the weed they used to sell me, motherfucker.
Surprise, a fucking prize.
Yeah, no shit. So anyway, as a warm-up to that, I say we find a local venue.
I'll bring Dan with us. We'll be disco the whole way. There and back.
unless it's a setup and Dan's still waiting to kill me, when we get down there and he throws me on in the cage, takes his shirt off and locks the door behind him, and I'm fucked. What am I going to do? Cower in the corner and beg?
Do what like, you do, but we'll make sure we catch it on tape.
Oh, shit. So speaking of catching it on tape, this is what I've hypothesized.
All right.
You versus you. We host a little bit of a fight, a sparring match between the big gun, because he thinks he's Mr. Tough Guy.
I never said that.
Hey, man.
I'm a competitor, that's all.
That's right. So how do you feel about that idea? We stage a little bit of a scrap, film it, put it on YouTube?
I could go for a little bit of work.
Now, let's act like he's not here right now. Are you going to dust him? Are you going to just beat his ass and make him look stupid?
Mr. Lees, the important part isn't so much who wins and who loses. It's how much he bleeds on the floor.
Fair enough. Now, let's pretend he's not here.
All right.
Are you going to whoop his ass?
Oh, yeah.
So let's leave that on the back burner. I don't know. We're supposed to be just a comedy podcast, but now we sponsor fights, apparently.
Well, that's not? Comedy in itself, that's right? Fair. What's funnier than watching a guy bleeding on a mat? Whether it's me or whether it's Timbo.
We'll write the name of the podcast in the blood of the loser on the floor.
That'd be awesome.
I think I'm going to cry if one of you guys gets beat up too bad.
No,
stop
no.
The way, it, he's already dead.
The way that I would set it up was it would be almost like an amateur fight sort of thing. You know, you'd have the headgear and the mouth and you know, the gloves and all that.
Minor precautions. Yeah.
Yeah, just enough so that.
What about a cup?
And then you go at it, right? And it's
to not wear a cup is just foolish.
Are you guys gentlemanly enough to just say no ball shots though?
Well, I think we could go with general MMA rules.
Because I'm just saying.
Tim was comfortable with that. Because it's pretty simple.
If you and I ever had an MMA spar of any kind, I would hit you in the nuts.
I know you would.
I'm just putting it out there. You got to do what you got to do, man. You know, but it could be like our own WrestleMania event. You know what I mean?
Sure,
maybe. The big Dumbo against the little fucking Dutch guy.
Little fucking Dutch guy. Who do you think you are?
I'm going to make the posters and shit. I'm going to make the poster look just like a WrestleMania poster. Where could we host this? What do you guys think? The parking lot?
Parking lot. Well, I don't know what's your dojo like. Is it or would that be off?
That'd be off limits.
Off limits. Okay.
That being said, my dojo is actually in downtown Galt, in the Ray Electric building. There, they've got a couple different dojos in there. There's a Taekwondo place. There's a Kempo place where I work out of. And on the top floor is Moss Mixed Martial Arts. You know,
I know exactly where it's where Water and Ainsley.
Precisely across from the Food Basics. Yeah, so that's where I'm out at.
I was gonna go there a year or two ago and find out what their program was like, the MMA place, because my buddy used to go there and train for a while.
Yeah, I haven't done anything upstairs. They're on the top floor of this multi-level building.
Yeah.
But from what I've talked to the guys, they seem nice enough. I don't know what they would charge us to rent out the ring for a couple hours.
Go and set it
there's
up.
A ring?
It's, well, you gotta have a ring.
Like a ring? You guys aren't just going to fight on a mat?
No, man. It's a mixed martial arts studio. Kay. All they do is teach kids to beat each other the fuck up.
Okay, I want to be the ref. I want to be the ref.
Oh, great.
No, listen. Listen. If we're doing it for fucking anything to do with the podcast, it's my party and I want to be the referee.
No, you should be like the party. Bruce Buffer of it all, and you should be the ring announcer and the host. I honestly think that if we're doing it at a place like that, they would want
absolutely
to be the ref.
Absolutely.
Well, fuck, fine.
No, that's
we'll get you a nice flashy blazer, big glasses.
So I can
in
do like
this
the
corner.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Weighing in at.
We should sell tickets to this shit. Why not?
We should absolutely sell tickets.
And this could possibly fund your album.
Maybe. I doubt it. But
you think we can get a grand out of this? Can we get enough people?
Hey,
I think we could promote it. Definitely.
Help an independent musician pay for his album by watching two dudes fight.
Middle of the summer.
It'll work.
Yeah. Actually, I think we can work it up because... I got to start training then. So,
you guys could Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan that shit. You could train him and then have the fight. Because then in the middle of it, you could be all like, I have trained you well, my Podwin.
I could.
There we go.
However, there's an important distinction between what I teach and what I train and mixed martial arts.
Yep.
MMA is very much a sport, and it's a lovely sport. However, it is a sport. It's not a combat art. There's a minor distinction you got to go between what I teach and what I train, and watching guys ground and pound and submission, because that stuff is fun. It's exciting. The realism, the application of it all, that's all debatable, and there's books and magazines and all that shit you can read about if you want to know more about the debate. But I'd be happy to introduce you to some of those guys upstairs.
That'd be cool in the game.
There you go.
Yeah, why not?
That's awesome. So do you know some submission holes and shit?
Yes.
Nice. He's just like, yep. So, I know when they teach you this shit, they teach you to kind of not use it unless it's a last resort, right?
That is precisely what I teach my own students.
So let's say some big fuck starts fucking with you at the bar. Would you be more apt to A, kick him in the face and knock his block off, or B, lock him in some kind of a submission hold and be like, what's up now, bitch?
I personally am not a fan of submission holds, as the listeners can't obviously see me, but I'm a 5'7" slender Dutch lad. I'm not likely to be the guy that takes a drunken meth head down to the floor and just locks his face into the side of his armpit. I'd rather just wind him and slap him around a little bit and get on with my night.
See, I'm totally different because I would like to put him in a submission hold because I'm a shit talker.
It's true.
So I'd like to hold him in a headlock and be like, oh, you want to fuck with me? What's up now, motherfucker? Now you can't breathe?
I'm Matt motherfucking Lee.
Yeah, tell me you love me.
Where's my kazoo?
Yeah, motherfucker. Hey, referee, go get me my kazoo.
we're going to play him a hymn.
I'm going to give him a noogie and shit. What would you do? Would you just be apt to knock somebody out if it wasn't a superintendent? in somebody else's building? That's awesome.
I think, like Tim said, you know, Tim's a pretty average looking guy, not threatening. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying anything insulting.
That is a compliment, actually.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything insulting. Myself, I'm just a little bit bigger than average. I'm not saying I'm big like Dan. I'm saying
Dan's a big man. Yeah, you know, I'm sure you know.
He stands
out.
You've
described him enough that I know that asshole. Yeah.
First time I saw him, I thought he looked like the Undertaker. Nice asshole plug.
Hey, Dan, he called you an asshole. Tim, not me.
So I don't stand out as a threatening person. I've always been that guy that everyone thought they could take. Every single
you know
time,
what?
Right?
It's because you got a goofy grin on your face.
Yeah, and I
most
smile.
Of the time.
I'm happy. I could care less. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not threatening, right? No. My demeanor isn't threatening.
You're like a Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I'm kind of dumb.
You're
like that.
You're a big friendly dummy. It's just like, oh, isn't he cute?
Yeah.
And then the fire turns on.
And then it's a different story. Yeah.
You bust people in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. Sure. So I would probably say that I would probably just thrash somebody. And then get the fuck out of there before the bouncers or whatever, you know. That's it. But that's because I've been cold cocked so many fucking times.
Right.
Like, I get punched in the mouth. Dude, it's retarded. I get punched in the mouth a lot. And I don't know why. It's not that I'm abusive to anybody or being bad.
And this isn't even when they've heard you play.
Exactly.
So it's not even like, hey, you guy with that big drum up there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not even, eh?
No. It's just you're hanging out. You know, you're with pretty girls. Uh-huh. Somebody wants.
Pretty girls love the reverend.
Well,
sometimes.
He's a chick magnet.
I suppose it could happen.
I mean, he didn't fuck Bullet Belt.
It's true. No. And if you haven't fucked Bullet Belt, frankly, son, you haven't been living in this town long enough.
That's fair enough, man. No, she doesn't let. She'd probably bite it off if I took it out for her.
Dude, that was the worst goddamn head of my life.
And you know what? You are the third person to say that.
The third? Who's the other one?
There's some guy. I don't know if his name's Scott. I think he was at your show.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Do I know him?
He was at your show at the Joint or the Hive, mm-hmm. And when we were chanting for you, he was there a little bit after, I think.
Okay, I don't really remember. I got kind of drunk that night.
Yeah, and we were sitting outside with him. He was a jackass. His name's Scott. I think he's a coke dealer or something like that.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
probably her coke dealer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Fair
enough. And I, to be honest, I wasn't sure if he was. I don't know. Actually, I don't think he plays for a team. I think he just, you know, doubles his chance of getting a date on the Friday night, mm-hmm. and he's bi all the way.
Dude, that reminds me.
He'll take
me.
It where he can get it.
We didn't tell the story about, okay.
So what?
We go to the boathouse. I know. I was like, if we would have forgotten to tell that story, I would have made us start a new episode just so I could tell this story.
If we were cartoons, light bulbs would be going off above our head right now. Anyways, to wrap up Scotty Bang.
Yeah.
He's the other person that said that she gave the worst head ever.
I'm just going to say this, ladies. Teeth? No.
Sometimes.
Just think about it. No, never.
Sometimes when done very, very well.
No, never.
With a thorough understanding of the technique involved.
Never. And that's the difference between karate and MMA.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that you're not afraid of the teeth.
Hi-oh! Okay, so.
Bitches, do your research.
As of the end of last week, the Reverend and I went to the boathouse to try to meet a co-host, as you know. So we decide it's funny how we work because we were like, one beer each and then we'll jet.
Yeah.
We get there and then we're like, if we're going to pay for two pints, we might as well pay for a pitcher, which is just good math.
Makes sense.
So next thing you know, we're both three beers in. We've been there for a while. We're hanging out. But somebody walks over to me on the patio of the boathouse. I'm not going to name him, but he walks over and the initial problem was I didn't know his name. And I've seen this guy around far too many times to not know his name. And I'm sorry, this isn't because I think I'm better than you or I think you don't deserve to know me. I just don't have time to learn everybody's name, and I'm not going to remember anyway. Like,
here at Legend in our spare time, We are better than you, and we know it.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, we hang out at the same bars, but we've never hung out. We've never shared a beer. Like, I don't really have any reason to know your name. He was upset. Were you there for that when he first was like, I bet you don't even know my name?
I seen him queening you a little bit.
Like, he was definitely yelling at me like a girl would. Like, you don't even remember? So, you know, trying to not be an asshole, I immediately said, you're right. I'm sorry, I don't. My name is Matt. And put my hand out to shake his hand. I think I made the gentleman move there.
That's the classy way to do it.
He doesn't take my hand and shake it and tell me his name. He goes on a little bit longer about
how he put his hand on his hip.
Yeah.
And stared Matt motherfucking Lee's down.
And kind of continued to kind of, you know, yell at me a little bit for not knowing his name. And I was like, yeah, again, I can only do so much. What's your name, man? Like, let's move on. So then there's a French exchange student. Only on this podcast would you hear that sentence. I turned to the French exchange student.
Yeah.
And, I start talking to him about the fact that, you know, we do a podcast. And, you know, he's just like, what is a podcast? And I'm like, oh, this guy's in fucking
space. But he was like Hungarian or something like that, too.
I thought he was from France, but I don't know. So anyway, next thing you know, him and the dude who yelled at me for not knowing his name, we need to name him because people are going to get confused. What are we going to name him?
Billy.
Billy's a great name.
So Billy has been yelling at me for not knowing his name. I'm talking to the French exchange student. I stand up to talk with somebody else. Next thing I know, the two of them are making out.
Yeah. The two dudes.
Like, there's a girl in between them. So she's making out with one of them, then the other
Billy
one.
And Benoit.
Yeah, Billy and Benoit then start making out with each other.
And Bridget's down below just getting in on it.
She's just, like, sitting there watching them. So then I'm all kinds of uncomfortable, right? So then...
They were hippies, eh? You gotta mention, they were all hippies.
Yeah, and I don't care, again. Like, I don't care what team you play for.
Was that dirty hippie love?
I hate on a lot of people.
It's a special love.
Yes, it is.
I hate on a lot of people for a lot of random shit. Being a gay person is not something I'm gonna hate on you for.
No.
We just don't play for the same team. Other than that, I don't really give a fuck. Anyway, that being said, dude starts talking to me, and I don't know how this conversation ended up to dick sucking. But I attempted to ask him something about, you know, again, I don't even know what the conversation process was because we were drinking. But long and the short of it is he flat out said, so can I suck your dick?
Just like that. Oh, my.
Yeah. I remember in the car because you told me a little bit. He remembered you and Dave K being friends.
Right, that's what it was. Yes, done. Thank you, Reverend. That's why I pay you the big bucks. He's like, you know Dave K. And I was like, of course I do. And he's like, oh, I know you fucked Dave K. Don't even try to tell me you didn't.
I know he sucked your dick.
Yeah, like he's like, I know. He's like, I know you used to fuck Dave K. And I tried to make a joke, as I do, because I'm uncomfortable. Mm. And I was like, look, man, I don't think just sucking one dick makes me gay. And then he's like, well, can I suck your dick? Immediately, I'm like... And he can vouch. I scuttled over to the Reverend and just kind of stood with him and was just like, I'm going to stand here now.
I think you said something like, I don't want to embarrass myself or something like that.
At that point, I was only going to say something stupid.
You just wanted an exit comment.
Right. So I just turned him down. I was like, no, thanks. I'm good.
Just like, you've had enough coffee. No, I don't need another one. I'm fine here at the diner.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, dude.
Yeah, then Matt ran behind me and Dinesh.
Found the two biggest fuckers in the bar and stood with them.
That was funny, man.
Oh, dude, it was only at the boathouse.
Only at the boathouse.
I'll show you to him because I'm sure he'll be there.
I'm sure he will be too.
I'm sure you're gonna know him already.
Almost positive I know him, but I do want to just remind you, Matt, that they do say that all mouths feel the same, with the exception of stubble and piercings. So yeah, that could easily have been my mother that would have been sucking you off. You don't know this shit.
No.
That's the wrong thing to say.
I will not make mother jokes to Tim.
Embarrassed the record.
I will not make.
Oh, that's killer! I could never bring my mother up in that sort of context. Jesus Christ,
dude! Usually I try to offplay by making people uncomfortable. If they make a mama joke, I'll just be like, "Have you ever seen my mother? You sick fuck!" To try to make them feel bad. But
yeah.
So yeah,
I used to zing mama jokes all the time. I used to be a big fan of the mama jokes, but. It got me slapped in the mouth a couple times. Yeah, your mother.
Oh. Your mother.
Your mother. Your mother loves it. Oh, fuck. And this is what you call the podcast coming to a screeching halt.
Tim started it, man. He said that could have been my mother. Jesus Christ.
And I don't want to get anybody wrong. I love my mom. She's a fantastic person.
All the boys love your mom.
Thank you for picking up the ball.
Hey-o.
But.
There's no but. I come from a kick-ass family.
So
he raised this.
All of this.
All of this. It's their fucking fault.
All of this, honey.
And that so, was the gay wrist flick for those that didn't
that's
see
right.
that.
Yeah. So about 40 minutes ago, we were asking you about working in customer service because I wanted to tell a poor customer service story.
Hit it.
Because the Reverend and I today got, we went out and the Reverend got mistreated. Mistreated.
Well, it wasn't so mistreated as I hate poor customer service.
Yeah, you should have slapped him.
Okay.
And so, I expect people that are in whatever industry they're in to have answers for me or at least to be willing to find the answers.
Exactly. So we went out today because he's looking to have some stuff printed for his business that he does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a working man, a hard working man. And he wants to print some door hangers, right?
Well, yeah, the assassination business is
slow.
Well, it's slump. It always slumps over Christmas.
It's fair. So he's looking to make ends meet by putting up door hangers saying murderer for hire.
Okay.
So, and I'm also looking to get some t-shirts made for the upcoming US show. So we decided to go out together and roll around. So we get to this place. And he basically walks in and basically says, listen, I don't really know what I want, but I want a door hanger, full color, one-sided. Can you help me out? Immediately, the chick's like, no.
We don't design those.
Yeah, what size do you want? And he's like, well, I don't really know. What's the standard? And she's like, well, there is no standard. Everything's custom. What size do you want?
Or I'm like, well, do you do this? And she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but that's it. But oh, no, yeah, we do it. But
there's no samples. There's no.
She couldn't even be like, hey, the last guy who ordered door hangers got this size. No, this bitch did not want to help him at all.
What a hooker.
No, actually, this is probably one of the only times I've heard Matt Lees call someone a cunt.
And I don't say that word, bro. But I said,
not a fan of the C?
No.
No.
But I was upset. And I was just like, it was, I put it to him like, it's the same as computer nerds. I got a lot of boys that are computer nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Computer nerds are very inclusive. Oh, well, if you don't know how to fix that virus, I'm not going to tell you.
and they're Southern and gay as well.
I only got so many. They're inherently
computer nerds are Southern and gay.
Sorry.
If you don't know how to fix that virus, I'm not going to tell you. I have to meet my friends on World of Warcraft. I don't have time for this.
So anyway, that's how she treated him. Because I've had computer nerd friends where I'm like, hey man, I want this program. Can you help me get it? And they talk to you and, oh yeah, just download the ISO from a torrent and put it in. They can't just be like, yeah, I'll send you a... You know, they got to be assholes about it.
Yeah.
She was an asshole to the Reverend. She didn't want to help him out, so she lost his business.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's strange, you know, when you walk into a business and you don't... It's not my fucking business.
You don't know.
Exactly. So I say, this is what I want. I want a flyer that hangs on a doorknob.
Well, how big do you want it?
I want it 6 feet wide. Like, is that too big for a door, like, bitch? Help me out here.
I don't fucking know what size. I don't know, 6 inches by two. What the fuck am I supposed to know?
You're eyeballing it, trying to think in your head of the last one you fucking saw on your door.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
No, she was a cunt. You were absolutely right.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we left, I was kind of shocked because I hate trying to drag information out of people.
Especially when you're paying them to do something.
And then she says that she's going to give me a quote the next day after I give her, you know, rough measurements.
She's like, I'll call you tomorrow with a quote.
Yeah, maybe I can get
because
it
because it's not in a book right in fucking front of her.
No, and then you held it. You sat on it. You didn't say anything until I got outside and was like, what a fucking bitch.
You were all over it. I was still, I think, kind of in shock because I'm used to getting really good service because I'm articulate.
Mm-hmm.
I can go in and say, I can describe what I want.
Right.
And you know what? I should only have to feed you so many clues until you jump all over it and say, this is what you want. When I was a salesman, I would tell people, and this is why I made sales, I would say, this is what you want. If you get anything else, you're stupid.
That is the most effective closing technique on the world.
I do sales and
I do customer for my
Exactly.
And if I would treat my customers like she treated you, I would be in some shit, sir.
That's
like,
On a side note,
fucking shit.
I got that line, this is what you want, from my father when he was selling wallpaper in Winnipeg to Burton Cummings.
Say again.
Except he didn't know that it was Burton Cummings.
So where was this?
This is at a wallpaper store in the 60s in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, okay.
And, Burton Cummings and the guitarist from the Guess Who came in.
Damn.
And, so he's saying, oh, I need some wallpaper for this place.
Yeah.
My dad says, well, you know, this is probably what you want right here. And Burton, was, you know, he's flipping through and he's kind of being a bit of a jackass. I guess he was notorious for being a jackass.
Right.
And he said, well, how about this stuff? And my dad's like, oh, man, that is expensive. I don't know. You might want to go with my first choice. And I guess Burton kind of looked at the two, and my dad was like, this is what you want. This is the best, for what you're looking for, I guess, what he had described.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Burton was getting a little huffy with them because, the girls that my dad worked with went into the back room. He tells the story a lot better. But they went in the back room and they were tee-heeing, and he's just going, well, who's this hippie, right?
Yeah.
So as my dad's filling out the order, he's trying to make small talk. And so what do you do? And so I'm in a band.
Yeah.
I play the drums.
Yeah. One for Papa Reverend.
He's like, would I know where you're playing? You're playing around here anytime soon? And Burton's like, no, we're off to Australia for a month or something like that.
Shit. Can we get
you
out?
And my dad's like, you must be pretty good.
Can we get your dad in here for an episode?
We could probably get dad in for an early episode, yeah.
That would be fucking tits.
Pump some beers into him? Yeah. Could do that. For sure, Old Man Davies?
We'll only refer to him as Old Man Davies. Unless he's not unless he's not down with that. In which it will be Sir. Like, can we just call you Papa Davies?
I call him Pops. That's what Pops. I call him. I call him Pops. You can call him Pops too. You're my motherfucking leaves.
We'll be like, come on in, Pops.
That's it.
That's awesome. So that's our episode. Absolutely. That's our title for this week then. Cool. Just like that time in the 60s when my dad tried to sell
wallpaper to Burton Cummings.
Selling wallpaper to Burton Cummings is a bitch. But I guess he got a good commission out of it.
Oh, you better have. That guy was probably loaded. Yeah,
but the guitarist was laughing at Burton Cummings, right? Burton Cummings kind of huffed a little bit.
Yeah.
And the guitarist, I guess, was just standing behind him, laughing his ass off, thinking it was funny because my dad didn't know who he was.
That's awesome. Your dad's just like, fuck.
He's like, so how do you spell that? It's C-U what?
That's so awesome. You know what? I dream that if I ever worked in a retail scenario and like Chad Kroger came in, I'd love to give him the same kind of hard time. Not that I'm comparing the two of them.
No.
But when I think of musicians I'd like to be a dick to, he's first on the list. And I'd be like, sorry, what's your name again?
Chad Kroger.
And I'd be like, Kroger, how do you spell that? Like Kruger?
Yeah, C-R-U-G.
And just make a point to be like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Bust his chops.
And then just hope that Nickelback comes on in the radio in the background and be like, oh, fuck! And then turn it off. Just be like, sorry, bro, fucking radio stations. So anyway, how can I help you?
Busting chops.
Yeah, oh, dude. He probably punched me in the mouth, you think?
No.
Man, a hero can see. Hey, Chad, fucking Eddie Vedder wants
this
his voice back.
This is how you remind me.
Oh, motherfucker. I fucking hate Nickelback.
Yeah. So what's the name? Are we good with the stories? Did we finish everything? I'm sorry. We did the side note on horrible customer service.
Somebody tried to suck my dick.
The cunt, the dick. What's your band like?
My band? My band's kind of old school rock and roll.
Okay.
A little bit of 90s alternative in it. Are you familiar with the band Archers of Loaf?
I should be. You probably are, for sure. No, not a chance. No, I've
early,
heard of them.
Yeah, like early 90s Canadian alt rock. Really badass. Anyway, heavily influenced by that kind of stuff.
Right on.
Yeah, we're actually playing a show at the end of April with Mr.
With
Matt Lees.
Yeah.
At the end of April?
On the 24th of
right
April.
Yeah, right after I get back from Iowa town.
Sweet, where are you guys playing?
Maxwell's Music House.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That fucker hasn't invited me to do a gig yet, man.
He's hard to get a hold of.
He told me he was going to, like, we did the whole go in, do his open stage sort of thing.
Yep.
And he was impressed. He said he wanted us to play. He gave us a date. We couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, email me.
Now, is this Paul or Dave?
Paul.
Good play. I like that bar a lot, but it's hard to get in there. A lot of people want to get in there. So
really, no. What is their crowd like? Do they get?
I think it's all university. It's the university crowd,
it's
right?
It's heavily university. He's got a lot of university co-op students that actually work in and around the music teaching and all the other stuff that he does in there. Aside from running at the bar,
does it get packed though? Like
you can get that. You can get that place full. Yeah, you can get it. You can get it beyond fire code pretty effing quickly.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty small.
Yeah, I think fire code on it's like 65, 70 people. But that being said, we're not worried about running out of space.
No. But it's a dope bar, man. It's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, I don't mind it there, but I was kind of like, I talked to him. And
well,
I'm
even
like,
me,
okay.
Like, I've been talking for years. There was a point where he was going to sponsor the podcast. The podcast was still somewhat hypothetical. Okay. My idea was to go to Maxwell's, to record every week at Maxwell's.
Yeah.
and get a local brewery to sponsor us. So we would say, hey, brought to you by Brick Brewery, and the whole time we would just share Brick.
That'd be killer.
Or brought to you by Steam Whistle, and we would drink Steam Whistle.
I do love local beer.
And he was into it, and then, you know, things move on and...
Went a little bit south.
But, I mean, that being said, if I ever get to... If he's ever still down, we could definitely do something like that.
Maybe KD at the Boho will...
It's weird. KD, I don't think he's down.
I don't think he gives a shit.
Don't think he does
either. He wants to listen to live music.
Yeah. So, I mean...
And party.
To have Legend in My Spare Time brought to you by the Boathouse would be fucking tits.
Yeah.
And all, you know, we're cheap, KD.
We're cheap.
You have no idea how cheap you could sponsor us right now, so get in touch. Legendinmypodcast@gmail.com.
The only other bar that I can think of is Flanagan's. Only because I love playing there, man.
Yeah. And they're good guys, but you think they would be down to sponsor a podcast?
I doubt it. But we're going to see them at the end, at the last Sunday of every month, right?
Yeah, Shenanigans at Flanagan's.
That's right.
But
so,
the other problem with that is it's... Because of the majority of our listeners are not local in Canada.
That's the tough part.
A sponsor by a local bar doesn't really make much sense.
It's not anything that's going to boost sales for
local bars. No, even a brewery, same problem,
breweries,
right?
Yeah.
So it's tough to get a sponsor. You need something like a web-based domain kind of place.
Really? So you ended up getting on the same bill as Matt motherfucking Lee's?
No, I'm on his bill.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, Mr. Lee's is going to be opening the night for us and the Micronite Filters.
Micronite Filters. Okay.
Fuck them. They sound like pussies. Fuck them.
You can say that. I think they kick out.
We're gonna blow it. We're gonna blow the stage open.
Well, who
and then
put
leave
the
them
setup
to pick
together?
Up the RAM room. Rim.
Paul found the Micronite Filters out in the T dot, and it just kind of all came together. He was humming and hawing as to have who to have open up for the night, and I said, "Well, why can't it just fucking get Matt out?"
Right, because I'm lazy.
Shit, yeah.
And he's just like, "Matt's a great idea."
Again, we're good. I like the guy. He likes me, but
yeah, he seemed all right. He seemed into what we were doing. That's why I was kind of shocked that.
Well, that's also the bar where
a date yet.
Where I made the Matt Lee's Band official. So I love that place.
That was the birthplace.
That was the Matt Lee's Band. That was the place where we all sat around drunk and decided we were going to be in a band together. Yep. That was the place where we played our first gig as a band and blew the other band out of the water. I was just kidding just now when I said I'm looking forward to this show.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This other the band we played with. Mm-mm.
You probably don't want to drop the name, man.
There's some ups and there's some downs with everybody.
But we also played that show with the Color Tasters, I believe.
Okay.
No, you know what it was? I played with the Color Tasters and I played acoustic, and the members of the now Matt Lee's Band were playing with somebody else. So they watched my set and they were like, this guy's dope. And then I watched them play and I was like, they're dope, but they need a better front man. So then the light went off.
Fair enough. But they're all like musicians for hire, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're like
much.
They're like... They're mercenaries, those
Jay
guys.
Jay Walsh is definitely a fucking mercenary. Wherever the money's at, he'll play.
Well, isn't your drummer, too?
Yeah,
he's a mercenary, too. Like he does recording and all that
shit,
too.
Exactly. So.
And then you've been fighting to get a solid bass player, isn't that right?
We got one now. Steve Holla.
Yeah, and he's a dope fucking rapper.
So it gives us a whole nother level for live shows.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was dope, wasn't it? It was
and
fun.
There's the Matt Lee's Band.
Yes.
If you're going to see a live band, I haven't seen your band yet.
That's okay. You will soon. The Way Out There.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yes. I haven't seen you guys yet, but I have seen the Matt Lee's Band and at the Battle of the Bands. And it was fucking, there was, you know, Jay Walsh on the guitar is amazing.
Yeah.
And then, you got.
Wayne's tight on the drums.
Yep. And Holler, you know, he held the bass line for sure.
Dude, Holler had one rehearsal for that show.
I know.
So we were just like, yo, learn this. And
he held it together, and then you guys gave him, you kind of did a bit of a duet with them.
Yeah, which is a tune, oddly enough, that I wrote in high school.
Well, it worked.
And then I was just like, yo, this might work. So then he just put some verses into it, and it's fun, man, for sure.
Just watching you and Jay Walsh together. Jay Walsh, you know, if you watch him play guitar, man,
he's ridiculous.
Many people put as much emotion into just playing guitar.
Yeah.
And he's just a short little shit, and he's kind of, you know, it looks sometimes like the guitar's, you know, a little too heavy for him.
Yeah.
It's going to fall over.
But he's a good man.
Fuck, can he play?
And it's
just
me and him.
Throws himself into that shit.
Yeah. It's me and him on the 31st, just me and him acoustic. So it's going to be good. And we can announce that the Reverend's going to come down with his video camera. We're going to get this set on YouTube.
That's right.
So people can check it out.
Next week.
Yeah, the 31st.
Next week.
So, yeah, next Wednesday. The Wednesday after WrestleMania.
That's right. And then on May 1st, the Sally Chancellor have a gig at Chainsaw again.
Can't go to Chainsaw.
You'll come for this one.
I'm just being honest.
Because you're probably working
Saturday
night.
Yeah, 4 to fucking midnight.
Yeah.
That sucks balls.
That's what you get for flying above the radar, man.
I know. It's fucking...
Beep, beep, beep,
I can't
beep.
Decide when the terrorists are going to do the shit and I got to fly into some random city and kill them. You know what I mean? It's a tough time being a
Dude,
fucking
you gotta get
spy.
You got to get into intelligence, you know?
Yeah.
You got to get into the intelligence and fly under the radar.
Fair enough. Under.
You
under.
Pop up when you need to, right?
Yeah.
Mission Impossible type shit.
Yeah. Except less Tom Cruise, because fuck Tom Cruise.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I'm you know, the assassination business, we're always looking for people.
It's true. It's true. For a 12-pack, right?
It's hit and miss.
Yeah. And when you kill people for a 12-pack and then you
That's
surprise you don't
you,
make money.
Man,
oh,
That's
fair
just
enough.
For you.
I was going to be like, personal. Listen, I think I know why your business isn't working out.
Yeah.
You're drunk all the time. You're working for 12-packs. Shit.
You know, you ever seen that movie with Pierce Brosnan where he plays the hitman?
Oh.
The Matador. Did you ever see that?
No, I have a life.
Yeah, it's a decent movie.
Yeah.
It actually reminds me of when I went to Cuba. I met a Russian mm-hmm. who lives in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't tell me what he did. He was buying me and my wife gifts the whole time. We were his only friends there.
And he was like, I bought you a gift. Take it.
He's
here.
Like, here, have
Reverend.
A bottle.
Crazy accent.
That's, he was
have the gold watch, Reverend. You're my friend. Take it. It's okay. Don't worry.
Dude,
I'm the king of accents.
Yeah. I don't know if that was Russian.
They always end up sounding somewhat gay.
This is Mulad.
These, yes.
Dude,
I
don't have his number anymore, so we can't call him.
JV Gravy does.
Yeah, but fuck JV Gravy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a podcast every week going forward. Yeah. Fuck
oh,
you.
Poor JV Gravy. You know what it is? I think he's probably wearing Ed Hardy t-shirts.
It's true. Nobody likes that guy.
I'm just saying, if you're wearing Ed Hardy anything.
Yeah, and nobody, you can't feel bad for Gravy because he's been high on Percocets for like 3 weeks. So he's having more fun than we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, he Facebooked me.
Uh-huh.
Said he didn't mind me making fun of him.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sure you gave a fuck for Gravy's permission.
I sent him a cookie.
Oh, you want a cookie too?
You want a cookie? Here's your cookie. So I just said, so we're still friends.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I gave him an e-hug.
Oh, isn't that cute?
You are so fucking adorable.
Well, aren't you just a big cute dummy? Oh, aren't you just so fucking time? Cute? Oh, you're so fucking
That's
cute.
That's right. So do you feel like a little bit of a sermon?
Yeah, we do.
I got a little bit of a sermon
okay.
I was thinking about earlier. Well, since we've been talking.
All right, kill it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is the problem. Okay.
Well, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm going to go pee during your sermon.
You go pee. You fill your boots, man.
Because I'll hear it when I edit.
Fill Tim's boots. Make the walk home a little more interesting.
When I come back, I'm going to piss in your faces. So, anyway. Oh.
You sound like Bullet Belt now.
Yeah.
No, that. No.
What? Oh. Okay, before any sort of sermon happens. Did you know the boys from Sid?
Right? Yes, the band that I'm in.
Oh, yeah, you're technically in.
What's that supposed to mean, man? Why am I only technically in? I'm the lead singer.
Are you? Oh, I don't know. I thought Dave's the lead singer.
Have you ever heard Dave sing, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Dave, I'm just kidding. I love you when you sing Beach Boys. But I'm the singer. What do you mean those boys? I'm part of the team.
I didn't know that you were officially still. I thought you're like kind of like the...
Reverend.
You're the pinch hitter.
You're right. You're right. I'm not... indefinitely a member, but for now I'm the singer, so you can refer to it as us.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, did you know that the band that you are in,
yes,
before they were gonna, what, after they found out that Money Shot, because they were called Money Shot for one show,
yeah
but there's like eight bands called Money Shot, and there's another band called Money Shot that plays here pretty frequently,
so they had to
drop
that. Was when
that
they had Forrest Gump as the drummer, remember?
Yes.
And Dave yelled at him.
That's right. So anyways, did you know that before they went with Sid, the name of the band was going to be Hot Carl?
Hot Carl.
Do you know what a hot Carl is,
that
Tim?
That is classy.
Is it like a sneaky packy?
No,
a hot Carl. Do you want to tell me?
I don't even know. I know that it involves feces.
Wait.
Yeah, there's something really, really wrong with it.
Well, I want to hear what a hot Carl is, but I have to pee.
Dude, the podcast is only going to last for another 5 minutes.
No, I got to pee now, son.
All right.
Okay.
So go pee while Tim articulately.
No, I want to know what this is, though. So we're going to do it this way.
No, you can't wait until
we're
going to
leave
the
this as a cliffhanger.
The tension is amazing.
I'm going to introduce the Reverend and his sermon, and then we'll come back and we'll describe to you in detail what a hot Carl is, and then I'll tell you boys what a gypsy cabbage is. Or maybe
this could get out of hand real.
Yeah, maybe, and I might break down what the Bangkok Dangerous is.
I'm just saying.
Go take your piss.
All right, do it. Now you do your right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Reverend and his sermon.
Well, thank you very much, Matt motherfucking Lees. All right, so the sermon this week is for people out there. I think that people generally trick themselves, you know, in life. And I just want to set the record straight, because really what I want is I want people to live a productive life. I want them to be the best they can be. So, you know, Tim, you're still here. To be the best that you can be, you know, truthfully, when you're better looking, you get further in life.
It's true.
It is true. The hot girl always gets the better job, you know, and the handsome man, you know, tends to go a little further. So, you know, I think out there, there's a movement, let's say, and it might have something to do with hippies. I don't know. I'm not really calling the hippies out on this, but what I'm saying is that the hippies, you know, might have held back the good looking movement. And the good looking is just the truth. It's that you have to look your best to be the best. Right, Matt? Matt's back.
I always try to look.
What I'm saying is, ladies, you know, if you're a little fat in the rump and you're a little flat chested, don't be afraid to get enhancements. I'm just saying, if you got a really funny looking nose, go to get some rhinoplasty. You know, we all go to the dentist, right? You put braces on to straighten your teeth, but you won't fix your fucked up nose. Give me a break.
You're right.
Better looking people get further in life.
Fair enough. Along the same lines, I work with a shemale
mm-hmm.
who just had the sex change surgery.
For real?
Yeah, but doesn't brush her hair.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
Brush that hair, bitch.
Like, you're going to take that much time to have surgery and change your body, yet your hair stick?
That's right. Well, mm-hmm. All that I got to say, you know, the majority of us, you know, and you know when you look in the mirror. Because everyone is their own biggest critic.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that if you're looking in the mirror and you're fixing yourself and you know that something is out there, because, you know, if you got that big nose, you know that people at work are calling you Gonzo or, mm-hmm. you know, something
you
like
probably
that.
Work with someone like this guy.
Exactly.
The Reverend.
You know, if you got it, ladies, if you got that big, you know, the saddlebags, the big, big ass, and you're kind of small breasted, you know that they're probably calling you a Weeble Wobble. Or something like that, you know?
Like or an Oompa Loompa.
Exactly. There's all these things, you know? So I'm just saying, don't be afraid to fix yourself up, because it's going to make you happier.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was saying, Matt, before you went and hung your leak, is that better looking people get further.
Agreed.
So it's worth it to make yourself look the best that you can.
I'm with them.
And if that involves surgery I'd say maybe 20% of the population probably needs some sort of enhancements.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so go and get some enhancements.
Fair enough.
You know, if not, go on a fucking diet. Do something right.
Fair enough. Now, how do you feel going through life as an ugly person?
Fuck you, man.
You know, it's do you guys ever think about the people with all that shit in their face? You know, all the piercings or the mm-hmm. tattoos all over necks and stuff like that.
Yep.
Now, what kind of fucking income are they going to, you know, how are they going to provide for their family down the road if they're not a rock star or a tattoo artist or a piercer or something like that?
The joy of work where you don't actually have to see your clients. I give you call centers. Mm-hmm. I give you radio stations. And I give you phone sex operators. Done.
All right. Well, you know what? There you have it. For the ugly folks.
Yeah. Tim. Three jobs. That's it. You're screwed.
So, Tim, I'm assuming
jobs.
You
the Flying Dutchman laid it out for you.
Or on a phone sex line.
It's the phone sex.
I knew it.
All right. So, anyways, that was a pretty quick sermon.
That's fair.
I haven't laid one out. I got a few more in tow.
We'll work on it. We'll get them there.
That's right.
So, now you're going to tell me which one you're going to tell me what a hot
Carl.
Car is.
The hot Carl.
From the Timbo.
There are a few different variations, ladies and gentlemen, of the hot Carl.
Give me the dirty.
But the commonly accepted rendition of a hot Carl is when a girl pins you down, be it on your bed or the floor, and drops a deuce directly on your chest.
Okay.
Sometimes they may do it on top of a glass coffee table where you're sitting underneath. A little less messy that way, but you get a better view.
So the point is, I want to
the really ridiculous people out there, the truly kinky, fucked up, disease-ridden bastards out there, may just go out into the kitchen, grab the roll of Saran wrap.
That's the one I heard.
Yep, the roll of Saran wrap where you put a thin enough layer over your face that it protects your your skin and your pores, but not so thick that you fucking suffocate, because that's stupid. Don't die during sex, people. And then yet again,
Michael Hutchins.
Andy Kennedy. We're talking to you.
Exactly. And then yet again, said defecation would occur directly on your nose.
Well, actually, what I heard too, the way that Andy, because he kiboshed the hot Carl because he didn't know what it meant. Basically, what he said is it was your version with the
yeah, we're good
with the Saran wrap.
Yeah,
he said, but it goes over the mouth, and the feces is actually supposed to kind of
cup into the mouth,
go in. Yeah, within the Saran wrap, shit. But you would feel that heat, you know? Yeah. I don't know, in your mouth?
That's not sexy.
It's not sexy. No. But that actually reminded me of one of my funnier sex stories, and it actually doesn't involve feces. Are you guys down with the most disgusting thing you've ever heard me do, and you've heard me do a lot of shit?
I don't know if it's the most...
Sound like a dirty motherfucker, I'm down to listen to anybody's self-depreciating sex true. Stories.
Just, I'm actually pretty proud of this.
You're putting it into the ether, meaning we can mock you at all times and probably will.
That's fine. I've actually been made fun of this one since I was 17, because that's when it happened.
Oh, shit.
So, I was dating a girl in high school who really enjoyed the chemical drugs. And I mean really enjoyed the chemical drugs. So every now and then, she would kind of lose the awareness of what was going on in her body. One day I'm going down on her, and sure enough, in the back of my mouth, the approximate size of a warm Jell-O shooter is a tiny blob of hate. But
poop?
No, it wasn't poop. It was menstrual blood.
Oh, Red Wing.
Yeah.
You could be a Hell's Angel now.
Could be. But then the funniest part of this is
worse
where
things than blood.
It's true.
This is like an Andy Kennedy line. I can't because I'm on my, you know. Oh, it's just blood, baby.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh.
So anyway, she didn't tell me. I was busy at work. And I had to do something with it because now suddenly the back of my mouth was full.
Wait, she was at work and you were down on her?
No, I was at work going down on her.
So, you follow me? Is it disgusting?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I was busy with my work.
I'm starting to feel sick. So anyway, go. You got a bag of menstrual blood in your mouth.
I got a small. It was you know when you get a Jell-O shooter at a party.
A little placenta.
You know. I think we have some respectable people that listen to this shit. But anyway, go.
It's a damn shame for those assholes.
Yeah,
we just don't bring them in as guests.
So no. Reverend, I want you to tell me if you're presented with this situation. You're, you know, she's on the couch. You got your hands rested gently on her knees, and you've got this thing in your mouth now. You could freak out. You could storm out of the room saying, I can't believe you didn't fucking tell me that this is your time of the month. You could just throw up right there.
She didn't even tell you?
No, she was out of her mind. Like, gone.
She was whacked out, dude.
She was really high on the I'm not going to...
Acid.
So whatever it was. It was good.
Okay, so this is how I would decide how to proceed with this situation.
You tell me what you do.
How hot is she? Is she a 9 or a 10, or is she like a bullet belt?
No, she was like a 9.5, man. Blue, silvery eyes, long blonde hair, ass that I would ruin for days.
It makes a difference, right?
You probably wouldn't breed with her, though, because of all those weak genes, right?
Exactly.
I hope.
Because the reverence taught you better. But, like, it makes a difference. If it's a girl that you're with and you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I want to get laid anyway, then I might be like, okay, that's enough for me. Yeah. I'm done. This has ruined my party.
So here's what
I don't know what I would do other than, like...
Were you dating her, or was she a one-night thing?
I was dating her on and off for a couple months. It's grade 12. You know.
Here's what I'm going to predict that you did. I'm going to think that you just manned up and swallowed it and just went back to town because you're a dirty fucking asshole. I think that's what you did.
That's actually really close.
I think you got two choices there. You either spit
or
swallow.
Were you at your house? Her house? Well,
I was at her house in her basement.
Then you could have spit it on her floor.
I probably
would have
spat. You know, once you get that bloody taste in your mouth, it's so tinny sometimes.
It's that taste of pennies from the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's like, like chewing tin foil.
All right. Wrap this shit up. What I did was I decided that I was going to at least have some fun with this. So I pulled myself back from her lovely white thighs.
Not sore among the sucking
pussy. Spit it on her?
Nope. I looked up. Honey, we made the eye contact thing, you know, with this. And I proceeded to gargle.
Oh,
she slapped me so fucking hard.
No, you went badass with it. That's not so bad.
No,
that's not so bad. That's pretty hardcore. I think, dude, I can respect that.
I just lost respect.
I can respect. Actually, I'm the opposite, Matt. I can respect that. You know what? I think you Turn it, crank it up a notch.
Dude,
fuck it, if she doesn't have the awareness to know that she's going to be spouting blood.
So that means it's okay to gargle it?
I think the only thing that would be nice is if after you were done gargling it, you spat it on her.
Oh, you, sir, are a dirty fucking son of a bitch.
Good man, cheers for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, yeah, good. That's good. Great. The reverend thinks you're awesome. You went down a notch in my books.
Shut up.
Hey, he could be a Hell's Angel and you couldn't now. So he's...
Yeah, that's the reason I couldn't be a Hell's Angel, because I don't want to fucking gargle menstrual blood. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what's holding you back, yeah. In case you didn't know.
Motherfuckers.
And the love songs,
I feel kind of sick now, man.
You need another beer,
dude. Yeah, you guys want to go get some chicken parmesan or something?
Let's have some beer.
Yeah. Let's go get some chicken parmesan. No, because the...
What?
The sauce on the top of the chicken bread is like blood.
Oh, the marinara!
Yeah. Fuck you, man. I fucking hate you both. Cocksuckers. I'm not even going to describe the gypsy cabbage for you.
Timmy's fuck got his
no,
red
no,
wings.
No, dude.
Timmy's got his red wings.
Mr. Lees, we agreed on this.
No, well, I said maybe.
You did not say maybe.
Okay.
We can play this shit back.
The gypsy cabbage was invented by our boy Weller from Iowa. Huh? And he hates that it's become his thing, but people always refer to him as the dude who came up with the gypsy cabbage. Right. So, gypsy cabbage is... Sorry, Weller.
I think you told me this before, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Did I tell you on the podcast? Probably not.
I
even
don't
if I did, it's
so.
Fine.
I think we were just talking with dirty ass AK, and he.
Yeah, he probably knew. He probably has his own name for the gypsy cabbage.
Yeah.
So anyway, gypsy cabbage, your doggy style. Uh-huh. You start fiddling with her butthole with a thumb.
Yeah.
Then it's two fingers. Then it's three. Essentially, you want a fist, because you want to make a crevice. Then. Then you're gonna hop up and dip your balls. I'm standing, folks. You're gonna dip your balls into said crevice. Then you're gonna do the Nick Cage, right? Which is
The Nick Cage pose.
Dip your balls in and out of her ass. Hence,
gypsy cabbage.
That is really fucking funny,
isn't it?
I don't know if that's real though.
Listen,
that's about
it's
real.
Real
as a Hamilton spectator.
I don't like physically. I'm saying
isn't
I don't
that
know
a
if
newspaper?
That can actually happen.
It's
like,
also a sex move.
like you didn't
when you pull the fist out,
it's gonna
it close up.
Yeah, I mean you're gonna have
and
to.
You don't want that closing up on your balls.
No, it's true. I mean, Weller's a dirty man. I don't know what to tell you.
That is
I wouldn't
a
put
dirty,
my balls
dirty
in anything.
Person.
I don't even, you know, but that's the move. And I think any sex move that you can name, you it's a sex move. Like Bangkok Dangerous. Ready?
What is a Bangkok?
Let's put it hypothetical. Tim is at the park with Bullet Belt.
It could happen again, folks. I have no shame.
So you're gonna lay on the ground with your tiny boner underneath the swings. So you're laying there, and she's swinging back and forth. And well, if I tell this wrong,
is she on her tummy or on her?
No, she's on the swings, and he's on the ground.
No.
Is she like face down or face up?
Yeah.
No, swing. She's just sitting on the swing.
Okay, you know, so she's sitting on the swing. That's what I was asking. Yeah.
All right, she's swinging on the swing.
Yeah.
Now, she's got a firework in her ass. Okay? And a barbecue lighter. Now, it's very important that it's a barbecue lighter because otherwise, you ever tried to light a lighter in the wind?
Yeah, it would go.
No.
Yeah.
No. Bic, so you need the
you
industrial.
You can't flick your Bic in
no,
that shit.
You need the industrial barbecue lighter. Yeah. So as she's swinging, she's going to she's gonna jump off the swing. And as she's in midair, she's going to do a flip. She's going to light the firework in her ass, to which it's going to go, boo! As she falls to the ground, and she's going to land on your erect penis. Hence, Bangkok Dangerous.
I would love to see somebody on the internet try to pull this off and post it on RedTube. And just send a quick little link to the legend in my podcast.
I mean,
email.
Maybe some Japanimation would work with that.
Yeah.
I just don't think
3D,
it's...
It doesn't matter. What it is, just make it happen.
That's fair.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be
as long
3D
as
Alice
my...
in Wonderland type shit.
No, as long as it's not my dick, I want to see it. Let's see it.
Nerds, make it happen now.
Like, I may have gotten that wrong. Like, maybe you could have the firework going the whole time while she's swinging. But I think you want that impression of the firework lighting and then pushing her to the ground.
That's scary.
It is.
Anything flying at my erect penis is scary.
That's fair. I'm with you on that one. I didn't say I tried the move. I said some crazy guy from Iowa came up with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, even frisbees hurt.
Anything hurts. Yeah. Even getting brushed, you're like, oh, God. Because it always takes a second, right? And then it hurts, and then it goes away, and then it hurts again.
Graze. Oh, getting grazed on the knots. That's the worst.
Because we're always like,
Because it's not so bad. You take a step, and
done.
It's like David Carradine in Kill Bill with the, what is it, the 7-point move?
The 5-finger death punch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He's the goobabar, and then, he takes 2 or 3 steps, and then he's dead. That's like what happens with your nuts.
Or
you
to
take
be
2
more
steps, and then it hits you.
Or to be more pop culture about it, on a recent episode of The Celebrity Apprentice, Bill Goldberg picked up Bret Michaels.
They're both on.
Yeah.
Like a press. I bet you Bret Michaels is wearing Ed Hardy bullshit.
He is too. Yes, he was wearing it on the last episode. Ed Hardy shirts.
I think he also has lipstick tattooed onto his lips.
I think he might. He's a pretty man. Meaning it's got to be cosmetic. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean I find him attractive.
He's a doucher.
I mean, he's got the bright blue eyes. His cheeks are rosy. Like, it doesn't look real. It looks fake.
He's had as much fucking reconstructive surgery as who was it? Joan Rivers?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she looks fucking.
Yeah,
but anyway,
Joan Rivers.
But Goldberg picked him up by the balls.
Yeah.
Good.
And Bret Michaels said, "That really hurt my balls. I'm not kidding. I had to take a knee." Because in the footage, he's just like, oh, God. And just kneels. Shots in the nuts are always funny when it's somebody else.
That's true.
I can remember my buddy once, my same roommate we just talked about at the beginning this week. Yeah. We were standing in the apartment once, and he just stood up. Full on kicked me full force in the balls. Just like, fuck! Hit me so hard that I lifted off the ground and was like, oh!
That's just not right.
And then there's another time.
That deserves like serious retaliation.
I got him pretty good. But
not
then
necessarily at that time either.
No, you gotta wait.
I mean, yeah.
You know what you do? You get your boys to the movies and you wait till the lights go down and the credits come on and then go, BAM!
Actually, what I would probably do in that scenario is I wouldn't even touch them. What I would probably do is take fruit, like bananas and apples and shit like that, and I'd stuff it in his heat vents.
Yeah.
And maybe in his pillow and stuff like that, under his mattress. Well, just so he gets fruit flies. I think that fruit flies in your room would be worse than getting hit in the balls. In the end, you can't do anything. You got fruit flies all around you.
So note to self, don't smack the Reverend in the balls.
No, I'll stash fruit in your house.
Fair enough. All right, well, you know what? We went over again. We're always breaking promises around here. But this has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. I am Matt motherfucking Lees. And this week's guest host,
Tim Van Boss Van Heel.
We, even though he's Dutch, we let him in.
Right.
Don't judge him because he's Dutch. The World Cup isn't here
Dutch
yet.
Too.
Once the World Cup gets here, we'll mock him for being Dutch. But that being said, we won't be racist for right now.
Say something in Dutch, Tim.
Let's see if I can remember the worst swear that I know in Dutch.
Flinken, flinken, flippen,
actually,
don't make me run. I'm all full of chocolate. Well, that's
Mom,
German.
Beyond, I hope that you didn't actually listen to this podcast. Yep. Don't listen to this.
Don't tell your mom to listen to this.
Yeah. No.
Bad ideas. Botverdomme stangen. Basically translates it to goddamn, you're a dirty whore.
Love it.
On that note,
this has been Legend in My Spare Time. We'll see all you dirty, dirty fuckers.
That's right.
Do the retard scream, Andy.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.